From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron Tuesday said they discussed ways to contain Iranian ambitions while strengthening and expanding the scope of the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. Speaking through an interpreter at a joint news conference at the White House, Mr. Macron spoke of forging a new deal.
And I believe that the discussions we've had together make it possible to open the way, to pave the way for a new agreement, an agreement on which we will work. And beyond our European partners, we would like to involve the regional powers and, of course, Russia and Turkey.
The French leader said the deal would encompass Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile programs and regional influence. Mr. Trump, who must decide whether to reimpose sanctions on Iran by May 12, described the existing accord as bad, decayed at the foundations and falling down, but hinted at possible support for a larger deal.
France and the United States also agree that Iran cannot be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon, and that regime must end its support of terrorism. All over, no matter where you go in the Middle East, you see the fingerprints of Iran behind problems.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told the Associated Press if the U.S. withdraws from the nuclear accord, his government would no longer be bound by its obligations. In Nigeria, Muslim semi-nomadic herdsmen armed with guns killed at least 16 people Tuesday in an attack on a church in central Benue State, part of the so-called Middle Belt plague by communal violence. The recurring clashes in central Nigeria are linked to grazing rights and dwindling fertile lands. Dozens have been killed since the beginning of the year. This is VOA News. President Trump Tuesday suggested a proposed U.S.-North Korea meeting with leader Kim Jong-un may take place sooner than later.
We have been told directly that they would like to have the meeting as soon as possible, and we think that's a great thing for the world. That's a great thing for North Korea and South Korea and Japan and France and everybody. So we're having very good discussion.
Mr. Trump described the North Korean leader's behavior during the negotiations as open and honorable. Asked what he meant by seeking complete denuclearization, the president said it means getting rid of North Korea's nukes. Mr. Trump also said he prefers to get out of Syria, but not before the mission to defeat Islamic State is complete. The president was urged by his French counterpart to avoid a precipitous withdrawal that allowed diplomacy to create a better Syria.
Tomorrow we will have to find a way to fix the situation from a political point of view, not automatically from a military point of view, which means to set up a series of agreements, part of this big deal, in order to be sure that Syria tomorrow will be a sovereign country with inclusiveness and free people in a situation to decide for the future. This is very important, and that's our duty.
Mr. Trump said the U.S. wants to leave a strong and lasting footprint and avoid, in his words, giving Iran open season to the Mediterranean. In New York, Wall Street dropped sharply in Tuesday trading amid warnings from key companies about the cost of doing business, the benchmark Dow Jones falling more than 400 points. Jonathan Corpina is with Meridian Equity Partners.
We get into earnings season, there are some real bellwether companies that are out there that investors do use as gauges as to what's happening in our economy, what's happening in the earnings season. Clearly, Caterpillar report that came out today is one that investors are definitely going to look at and definitely going to use as an indication as to what might possibly be coming down the road.
Caterpillar tumbled over 6% Tuesday after warning the first quarter earnings would be its high mark for the year. In Toronto, 25-year-old suspect Alec Manassian has been charged with 10 counts of murder, 13 counts of attempted murder, after plowing a rental van into pedestrians on a crowded Toronto street Monday. Graham Gibson is with the police service.
The accused is alleged to have posted a cryptic message on Facebook minutes before he began driving the rented van, and he drove it southbound on Yonge Street and onto the crowded sidewalks.
The social media posting referenced incel rebellion, a term used to describe involuntary celibacy. It's unclear whether anger toward women motivated the attack. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is said to be responding and recovering after suffering a potentially life-threatening blood infection. The U.S. Supreme Court will hold arguments Wednesday over the legality of President Trump's controversial travel ban involving mostly Muslim countries. The state of Hawaii urged it violates federal immigration law, the Constitution's prohibition of favoring one religion over another. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.